Hey everyone, it's Adam Helfman. Welcome to my podcast, Contractor Therapy. Support for today's podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. They've done a great job during this COVID situation we've had for the last few months. If you have any mortgage problems, just give them a ring. They're open 24 hours, 7 days a week. They've taken care of all their clients. And if you just want a free checkup on your mortgage, Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. So today's podcast on Contractor Therapy is a really unique one that I always ask people this. When a contractor says, or when you ask a contractor if they have references, there's not one contractor I could ever met in my life that said, oh, no, I don't have references. So they all say yes. But once they say yes, what do you do, the homeowner, after you hear that? Do you even call them? Do you check them? Or do you not do anything? So today, we're going to talk about why you should check references and the questions you need to ask references and how that sounds like, because this could make or break a successful job, and you need to know this. But on the podcast today, joining me is Roberto Beauchesne. And of course, Paul Serra.
Hey, what's up?
So anyways, guys, you know that references are a big portion of referrals and people who are going to speak highly about you when you're doing a project. So do you think, do you ever think of it that way? When the contractor, you say, hey, do you have references? He says, of course I have. Do you think he's ever going to say no?
I think a lot of people get stuck in the referral from a friend. So it's, oh, I got the perfect guy. You know, oh, you need that done. I got the perfect guy. I'll call him. We'll set it all up. And then you just kind of go with it.
Right.
And that might not be the best way to go.
Well, you know, listen, the thing is this, and this is a statistic we've said on the show before. Homeowners spend more time planning a four-day Disney vacation than they do a $50,000 home improvement project. It takes effort to call referrals. It takes effort to talk to them. And so you got to understand, you got to do this, because the last thing you need is to spend $40,000, $50,000, $20,000, anything on a job, and then you should, I wish I would have known that this guy, you know, was a crook or was terrible at what he did. So checking references is super huge.
Can you do it online now?
Well, here's the thing. What has replaced references? Online reviews? A review is different than a reference, but a review can be a reference. Look at Hire It Done. HireItDone.com pre-screens contractors, and we do not post reviews. We do it for a reason. And the other thing we do, when you are pre-screened by Hire It Done, we check your references automatically so that the homeowner doesn't have to. And the reason why I do that is because I've learned in the past that homeowners don't do it. So I'm like, you know what? I'll check the references for you. And by the way, if a contractor gets into Hire It Done and has bad references, he's no longer part of Hire It Done. So I let homeowners know that. So we've done a lot of the work for you. That's one of the huge values that Hire It Done has. No other, Angie's List, a Home Advisor, they don't check your references. And not only does Hire It Done check references, we check business references. And we even ask the references when we check homeowners, hey, Mrs. Homeowner, I'm glad you told me about XYZ contracting kitchen job they did for you. Can I ask you a couple questions? Sure, what's that? Is he related to you? You'd be surprised how many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews. Oh, yeah, that's my uncle.
Wow.
So you got to make sure you get references that are not family members. Because there's the other thing. What do you want a family member? They're not going to badmouth the contractor. So you got to have references that are legit. So asking for references is very important. And by the way, the references you need to ask for them before you sign a contract. What point? So the thing is what point in the process do you get the references? So here's how the process goes. You're thinking about a new kitchen. You then start talking about it with your friends. Oh, we had our kitchen done by blah, blah, blah. Or well, we called Hire It Done, or we went to this guy. So then you start making your calls and inviting homeowners or inviting contractors into your home. So the first call is, hi, ABC Kitchen. I'm thinking about remodeling my kitchen. Oh, great. Mr. Kitchen Guy, we'd like to have you come out, measure our kitchen, talk to us about the kitchen, and then we'll go from there. Now, there's two ways from that point on. You have an appointment with the new guy, ABC Kitchen's coming over. The best contractor I've ever met, besides myself, was a contractor who said, Mrs. Jones, before we come out to your house and evaluate your kitchen, we'd like to talk to you on the phone. We'd like to tell you a little bit about us on the phone and tell you how our process works. That way, you'll understand whether you want to work with us or not. Most homeowners are like, yeah, what's up? So we're going to send you an email with a list of references. And we're going to send you an email with a link that's going to give us give you pictures of our jobs and a questionnaire, what your expectations are. Will you please respond to that, and then we'll call you back with a time. And the reason why we do that, Mrs. Jones, because in the email also gives you times to pick. And you'll pick one of those times that we come to your house. That contractor is a rock star who does that. Because what he does is he puts the email in there, and he can track it. Who opened it? If they clicked the link? How long they were on the link? All the data today is amazing. So the key is then he can click, you can see if he called your references. The reason why you want him to call your references is because the references are people that are your cheerleaders. Oh my God, ABC did our kitchen. They were so great. They were this, they were that. So what's happening is that contractor is actually building you up and manipulating you to become a customer. But that's what you want. He can't do this if he doesn't do good work. So you as the homeowner, what do? Because you're not an expert. You follow what he says. Do the online questionnaire. And then another question on that online form is, we can come see you next week, Thursday 9 a.m., Friday 9 a.m., Wednesday 10 a.m., or Wednesday, if you don't take 10, we can be there at 4. Thursday, we can be there at 3 or 4. Friday, 3 or 4. Now, notice they're not in the evening, and they're not in the morning before you go to work. And the reason that's done is calculated. A lot of homeowners think, oh, I have to work all day. When I get home from work and I'm running around feeding my kids and the dog and everyone's going, we'll have the contractor come then. You're not at your peak. You want to come home. You want to relax. Having a contractor in the evening is very difficult. But that's the reality. That's when it usually happens. So what a smart contractor says is, Mrs. Jones, we only have those times available. And what it means to the contractor, if you agree at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday, that means you've gotten permission to leave work early to meet the contractor. Yeah. Or if you date the 9 a.m., you've gotten permission to go to work late. So what does that mean to the contractor? That means you're actually investing your time to meet me in a situation where you're a captive homeowner. That right there is so valuable. If you're a contractor and listen to this, you need to do that. Now, if you're a homeowner, you should know that contractor really, really is vetting you. And that probably means that contractor is great. So now that he gives you references, you've got to check him. So what you want to do is check references that, A, are similar projects. So if you're getting a kitchen, and this is a contractor, he does basements, he does roofing, he does decks, he does flooring, he does painting, he does kitchens and baths. Support for Contractor Therapy comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times we're all experiencing, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. And while things are changing quickly every day, one thing that will never change is their team's commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience possible. That's why, if you need mortgage support, their team of experts is there to answer questions and offer solutions. They understand that hardships happen, and they're here to help. Whether that means working with you to save money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments, if you have questions, the team at Rocket Mortgage has answers. They know how important your home is to you because you are important to them. If you need mortgage assistance, the home loan experts at Rocket Mortgage are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/contractortherapy to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. As long as he gives you references for kitchens, it's important that you do that.
I was just going to ask you about that, Adam, because I was just thinking, what if it's a guy that's always been known for doing great kitchens, but now he's added roofing into his thing, right? But all his great references are from when he was doing kitchens. He doesn't really have any references yet for doing roofs.
Right.
And you're thinking, well, all these great reviews he got, but you don't even realize, well, it's not for what he's doing for me, though.
That's a very, very good point. So the key is you have to ask that contractor, hey, Mr. Contractor, I'm hiring you to do a kitchen, or for your situation, I'm hiring you to do a roof, but I see all your references are kitchens. Are the guys that install cabinets also doing my roof? Or how are you handling that? And depending on his answer is how you should proceed. He can say, you know what, Mrs. Jones, I've been so successful doing kitchens that I've had over the past couple of years, a lot of my homeowners calling me up saying, hey, we got a roof leak. Do you know any roofers? And I happen to know a really good roofer. So I went with my roofer and I partnered with him. And I go out, measure the roof. I go out and sell it. And my roofer, who's a pro, he does the actual work. He's a subcontractor to me. Oh, okay. So the same quality management practices that your contractor is doing for kitchens, he's going to use for the roof. So that's the only reason you should ask that question. But let's flip it. Let's flip the script for a second. You're getting references. You're getting a kitchen, and he gives you kitchen references. You start calling the homeowners. You're going to call three references. You might get a hold of one. You know, homeowners don't answer the phone anymore. Remember that. So a reference might be something out of email today or texting. But a good contractor is going to give you names of people that he already has permission for you to call. And why do I say that? Because if you get a job done and you're happy, let's say I did your job, Paul, and you were happy. And then all of a sudden you start getting phone calls, unsolicited. Hey, my name is Billy Bob. I'm from the other side of town, but I'm getting a job just like that kitchen that ABC did for you. And he gave me your number, said you'd say good things. What do you think of that guy? You're like, I'm in the middle of working, you know, unsolicited. And then you're like, he did a great job. He's great. Anything else? Okay, bye. And then a week later, you get another call. If I'm the contractor that I say I am, I'm going to call you up and Paul and say, hey, Paul, I got a kitchen that's similar to yours. Would you mind if I gave your name and had you give a few words to this homeowner? I appreciate it. That's all. It takes 2 minutes. Now, Paul, wouldn't you be happier?
Well, yeah, because before, if it was just random people calling me, I'd be like, why did he give you my number? Like, he's great, but like...
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
It's called permission-based. That's why he needs permission. That's why it's not easy to find a great contractor. There's a lot of moving parts in building a business. And that's why people are always complaining. Well, it's so hard to find good contractors. Because the contractor that I'm talking about will say to you, I can do your job. I'll do it beautifully, but I can't start it for 6 months. I can't start it for 3 months. So then you're as a homeowner, you got to wait, roll the dice. What do? You wait. That's what I would suggest. But when you call the references, you ask, and then I tell homeowners, listen, this person's giving you time on the phone. So the first thing you do as a homeowner is you thank them. Mrs. Homeowner, I'm thinking of hiring ABC, but before I get started, I want to thank you for spending a minute with me on the phone. It's a big expense for us. We're putting a big kitchen in. This guy claims he's the best. The work looks great. Can we ask you a few questions about your project? Sure. And so these are the questions you got to ask. One, are you overall happy? Of course we're happy. Well, according to, you know, then here's how you start peeling away the layers. Okay, well, you know, you see all these disaster and horror stories. We don't know how your job went, but did you have any horror stories in the middle of the job? And then you got to be silent. Let the homeowner answer. And every job never goes perfect. Even the best contractors have, you know, and that's why I say they have problems. I say to homeowners, look for contractors that are solution-minded because that's where the problems come up. So what you'll usually hear is the homeowner say, oh my God, you know, when the plumber came, he cut the pipes and he didn't turn the water off and he flooded the floor in our kitchen. Oh my God, what happened next? Well, we called the contractor and in an hour he was there with dryers and by that evening it was looked brand new. So you know you have a contractor that good. Because that's the other thing. It's a good contractor, but there's always a headache on the job. If they solve that headache, that's what the homeowner wanted. Well, we love the contractor, but he had an electrician that was playing loud music, or he smelled like beer, he smelled like cigarette smoke, or he was out smoking every 5 minutes, took a cigarette break, he was on his phone, he had the radio blasting. But when the inspector came, he got a green tag. So, you know, but we just, you know, not every contractor looks good, perfect. So that's where homeowners are picky. But at the end of the day, that's what, it's pretty cool.
I mean, listen, the guy did a great job, but he was staring at my daughter a lot. I don't know if that was a problem.
Or he went behind the tree and we had one where a contractor peed outside. And he didn't realize the daughter is up in the bedroom looking down at him. And he's with his legs squat and he looks up and he sees the girl. And then the parents called and said, he was playing with himself outside. The cop showed up, everything. And what happened? The guy's like, yeah, I peed. He didn't see. And that's why we always put a portage on all our jobs.
Oh, yeah.
We don't even ask homeowners permission for the bathroom. I have a rule. You cannot use our bathrooms. You cannot use homeowners' bathrooms. If you guys want to use a bathroom, I'll put a porta-john out there.
Right.
And we get permission from the homeowner to put a porta-john. Now, the homeowner then says, oh, no. I don't want one of them smelly plastic things on my yard. Forget it. Have the guy use our powder room. It's okay. And then when one plumber, you know, drops a deuce... They're like, well, maybe you should, you know, maybe you should put a porta-john on.
Maybe go out to your work truck and use a spackle bucket and use that.
Crazy, right? So, yeah. Anyways, that's what we're doing, as you both know. So, what are some of the other questions you got to ask references? Because this is so important. Remember, the reason why you're asking this is you're getting a profile, you're getting a glimpse into what the contractor is like. So, you got to ask, hey, when you called the contractor, was he responding timely? Did he allow you to call him on a cell phone? Did he allow you to call him? Did you text him? How did you communicate, and was it a smooth process? That's so important. The key nucleus of a successful contracting job is communication. So it's important for homeowners to know these questions. Support for Contractor Therapy comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times we're all experiencing, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. And while things are changing quickly every day, one thing that will never change is their team's commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience possible. That's why, if you need mortgage support, their team of experts is there to answer questions and offer solutions. They understand that hardships happen, and they're here to help. Whether that means working with you to save money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments, if you have questions, the team at Rocket Mortgage has answers. They know how important your home is to you because you are important to them. If you need mortgage assistance, the home loan experts at Rocket Mortgage are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/contractortherapy to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. Now, here's the last question that I ask, homeowners ask, that tells everything. Because a lot of times homeowners have trouble the whole job. And half the time when there's a problem on the job, it's the homeowner's fault. And they'll never admit it, but it's their fault too. But you got to remember, the contractor's not going to give you a name of someone that's going to bash you. He's going to give you the name of someone that he feels comfortable saying. So at the end of the job, at the end of the conversation, now remember, your contractor, your reference call should no longer than 2 or 3 minutes. But the last question is this, and this is how you got to, remember the show Columbo? You got to ask it like Columbo. Mrs. Jones.
He pretends to be stupid.
Yeah, right, exactly. I got to ask you one more question. But before I ask you this question, I got to thank you. You thank him again. I want to thank you for taking this call. I really appreciate it. You know, sheesh, it's a lot of money. We're really nervous. I got one last question for you. They're like, okay, what's that? And you say, and this is, you have to do it just like this. Would you use them again? And then you got to be dead silent. You cannot speak till they speak. Would you use them again? And then what you're waiting for is them to hesitate, stutter, or immediately answer. If they immediately answer, oh, yeah. Yeah, of course we'd use them. We love them. Then you know it's good. If they say, well, and they start hemming and hawing a little bit, they're not telling you the truth. There's something they're hiding. Now, it takes a lot of balls to go and say, hey, it sounds like you're hiding something. Am I safe, Mrs. Homeowner? Or you just say, hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And you go to the next reference. But that's really the truth. Now, I hate to say this is a game or I try and keep it simple, but you're spending $40,000. You need to leave no stone unturned. It's that simple. I got to be honest with you. I don't want anyone to get ruined. I don't want anyone to get screwed. I want everybody to have a good job. And so that's why asking those kinds of questions, and there's 1,000 more questions I can give you, you know?
Do you think it would be a good idea for most, I mean, it seems like it would be a good idea for most homeowners to sort of be like a detective and maybe try to find someone that wasn't a reference to them from that maybe had a bad experience, just to get sort of an opposite opinion of, like, how did this guy handle things going wrong?
Well, here's the thing. You know, you can, it depends on how much time a homeowner wants to spend. You can go online and find out if he's been in lawsuits. What I tell homeowners to do is hire a Dunn Already Checks references. We're not going to give them to you if he's not clean. So that solves.
You can find out a lot of things about contractors when you use Google.
Chefs, yeah. Anybody. So here's the thing. What I suggest people do is if they want to go a deeper dive, then you can call references for businesses, meaning ask him where he buys the cabinets from. Call the supplier and say, hey, I'm thinking of putting a kitchen in and using your brand. This is the cabinet guy. This is the contractor I'm using, ABC Construction.
God, wouldn't that guy be offended, though?
No, because you're not going to tell him. And the person there is going to say, you know what? He's one of our top contractors. He buys a lot of kitchens. He does great work. Or it's, you know what? He buys one or two a year. Oh, okay. So you get a little bit of insight. But again, you know, a lot of times someone might say to you on the phone, oh, you want another price? I got a better guy. But then there's a diversion. You got to be careful. It's not a guy that I would send.
Would that be a good route to go? Like if you're in like a floor store or like a tile store where it's like they're selling stuff for your floors, to go and ask them who they think would be a good guy to install the stuff?
Yeah.
Since they work with all these different people?
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
But don't they probably work with guys that they get a cut for?
Always depends, yeah. But
referencing.
It's a risk, you know? Yeah. I would prefer that homeowners buy whatever product they buy it installed. They don't buy it and then have someone else install it. Because then it becomes the he said, she said. Well, I didn't install it wrong and the product was wrong. The product was right. He installed it wrong. Well, now you got three people fighting, right?
What if you're purchasing something from a big box store who installs?
Yeah, then the big box, you're paying the big box. Mm-hmm. You're not paying the installer. You're paying them one, you're paying one person, and that's the best. We should do a podcast on how to screw a big box store. I can give everyone exact ways to do it. That's coming up in the future, my friends.
Oh, I meant it as like the big box store would be more expensive than...
They're not cheap.
You know.
The big box store is a myth when it comes to everything you buy there. Oh, everything's cheaper. It's not.
Free installation.
Yeah. They bury the price in a lot of things.
Right.
But install from a big box store, it's like hit or miss. You get a good installer, you're lucky, but not... You should hear the nightmares. We hear horror stories. And that's the thing. That's another one. Big box store horror stories we're going to talk about. Anyways, so the moral of the story is, yes, every time, 100% of the time, you have to ask for references. And yes, 100% of the time, you have to call references, even if it comes from Hire It Done. But you're rolling the dice if you don't. So it's important that everyone understands that. I don't want anyone to get burned. You know, because look, the best contractor can make a mistake. The best contractor can have a headache. And so the best contractor can also solve the most complex problems. But again, that's what most people have to learn about and do. So if you're thinking of hiring a contractor, you better check the references. And that's what, again, at hireitdone.com, we do that. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Remember, checking references is huge. If you love this podcast, please hit the subscribe button. Of course, you can get it at radio.com or your favorite online store. iTunes, Google Play, all those. And again, if you hit the subscribe button, if you have any questions, just go to hireitdone.com, click on Ask Adam. I would love to give you advice. Thanks for tuning in, friends.